All right, Tavosai, let's begin. So we're picking up bottom of page 171. So remember again, the Ramchal was explaining to us, along with Rav Kashtiel, the idea that Zrizos is not just simply a way to perform mitzvos, but ultimately, again, Zrizos is really a mantra for life. That the goal, ultimately, again, is become the kind of person who exhibits this incredible midah. And we saw, again, that there are sometimes that a person has the midah of Zrizos, and that allows him to perform mitzvos in a certain way. And for some people, the performance of mitzvos are what endows them with a sense of Zrizos. But the idea of Zrizos ultimately is that a person realizes that when you start something, finish it, jump on it, because at the end of the day, time introduces all kinds of variables. And the idea that whenever something is started in life, in order to ensure, I mean, you can never guarantee anything, but in order to go ahead and ensure that we accomplish the things that we want to, we have to exhibit this sense of urgency in the performance of our life deeds. V'ulam, it's literally the last two lines on 171. V'ulam, ha'adam, ka'asher ein ha'chemda hazos lo hetes bo karoi. But yet again, when a person does not have, when a person doesn't have this desire burning sufficiently within him, you know, there are some people where they just don't have this fire, this passion, this urgency, this zrizos. Page 172. Ma'oreres hapnimis. So this is a very important yisod. So sometimes a person says, you know what? I don't know. I don't feel that zrizos. I don't feel it. I don't feel it. I don't feel that sense of passion. I don't feel that sense of urgency. I don't feel that sense of drive to accomplish everything. So sometimes, says the Ramchal, if you can't feel it, you have to create it. Sometimes, again, we saw this many different times, that although it would be nice to have to always feel things on the inside, sometimes what you have to do is you have to engage in dynamic activity, and actions create feelings. So too, again, if a person, I don't feel zrizos, okay, it happens to all of us, a person should create that feeling through external action. Kolomar, tizdariz bitzura chitzonis, exhibit proper zrizos in an external fashion, and this will awaken within me an internal longing and desire. Hatnua hakitzono, external action, ma'oreres es hapnimis, awakens the insides of man. Ubevadai, shiuser mesura biyado hi hakitzono, me'apnimis. Now see, here's the amazing part. The amazing part is we know that at the end of the day, external actions are much more in our hands than internal feelings. It's important you sowed. Sometimes it's difficult, and we spoke about this a little bit on Shabbos, sometimes it's difficult to control how you feel. That's difficult. But even if I can't control how I feel, I absolutely could control what I do. So meaning, I'm not feeling a sense of internal zrizos. Okay, it happens. But what I can do is go ahead and engage in zrizos-like activity. And if I do that, then one thing is sure, which is over time, might not happen immediately, but over time, I'll begin to experience those feelings internally as well. He says, "Ubevada shiyoser mesura biyado hi achitzon me'apnimis." External action is much more within our purview, ultimately, again, than internal feeling. Ze yoser kala hafil es ha-ma'arachos ha-chitzonios, ma'asher es ha-ma'arachos ha-pnimios. It is much easier for us to control the external frameworks than it is to control the internal one. Ach, im yishtamish mimash ha-biyado, im adam ne'ezar b'mashu yachol ha-asos, kilom ha-zrizos ha-chitzonis. So therefore, again, if a person takes advantage of his opportunities for external zrizos, yikne gam ma'she'ino b'yado b'hemshech. A person will acquire that which he does not currently possess. So a person, meaning if I go ahead and I act a certain way, over time, I will feel a certain way. Ulam, ulai, hulo yasim leif, aval la'at la'at tis'orer bo ha'esh ha'kvuya. So in the beginning, I may not feel it. In the beginning, I may not have a heart that is filled with zrizos, filled with passion, but slowly but surely, the extinguished fire will come back to life. V'hi pit'om tiskala v'tichshav me'atzma, and ultimately, again, it will be revealed, and it will take. Well, it will burn on its own. Kiti valid ba simcha hapnimis v'achefetz v'achemda mikach mashu mislayit b'tinu asa beratzon. As we'll say again, and this is an incredible issue. You know, the Sefer HaChinuch talks about this idea. He calls it acharei ha'peulos nimshachos halavavos. That ultimately, again, it is after the actions that the heart is drawn. You know, this is, in general, people often wait to feel a certain way before taking certain actions. And it's important to understand in life that if you wait to feel a certain way before you do what you have to do, you can end up waiting a lifetime. Therefore, instead, what a person has to do is a person has to act. A person has to act. Do the actions I know I need to do, and know that those actions will ultimately generate feelings. That's the yisod. So as much as it would be nice to start with zrizos and have my actions and have my feelings inform my actions, if I do that, I run the risk of waiting a very long time. Instead, do zrizos activities, and ultimately a person will come to feel internal zrizos. He says, "Ki tivaler asimcha apnimis v'achefetz v'achem demikoach mashu mislayit." Because ultimately, again, when I engage in Zerizo's activity, then what will happen is the inner joy will come about, and the desire and the want. Ultimately, all the feelings I have will be born out of the actions I'm engaging in. Naganu po besimcha. So we'll say, Rav Kashil points out over here, it's interesting that we have just kind of touched on a different topic, which is the topic of simcha, the topic of joy. Shehigan echad hama'afnim shel zrizos. Sheomrim shemasha osim b'derach klal b'zrizos. Osim gam me'ava b'simcha. So says, we will see that very often simcha and zrizos go hand in hand, because that which ultimately, again, we often want to perform out of simcha is often done with zrizos, which makes sense. Something that brings me joy or creates joy is often something that I want to do out of a sense of simcha. Bottom of 172, he says, last three lines. V'hu ma shehaya anavi omer, v'neida v'nirda faladas as Hashem. Let us go ahead, neida, let us know. Near the fall, let us run after. Ladas as Hashem to know Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv, acharei Hashem yachu ka'arye yishag. After Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we will go like a roaring lion. Top of 173. Lama hu hevi kan shnei psukim. So why does Ramchal feel the need to bring two psukim of from Hosea? He says ki be'etzem yesh po shnei psukim afuchim. Because if you think about it, we really have two opposite psukim here. Hapasak harishon omer shanachnu neida. So the first pasuk says that we should know Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vayislatus tavo mitoch hadeya hapinimis shebanu kenach rotsim ladas. So we'll say the first pasuk says neida v'nir defa ladas as Hashem, which sounds like what? That ultimately, again, we will know Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and then the zrizos comes from the knowledge. So it sounds like what the Navi is describing is first I have a feeling on the inside, and that internal feeling generates action. Kolomar, mashiyoter saradifa hu anachnu adei shalanu, that what generates the desire to run after Hakadosh Baruch Hu is our own understanding. Lumaz zos, but yet again corresponding to this, behemshech sefer Hosea, neymar beperek yud aleph, acharei Hashem yachu ka'ariyei shishag. Yet the second pasuk says, after Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you shall follow like a roaring lion. Kilomar, shasibu sholchem acharei Hashem, that the reason we follow after Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he biglal shehu shoeg. It's because I'm roaring, meaning the roaring wakes me up, and ultimately again, that's why I follow Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shanachnu holchem mitoch pachad velo mitoch ratzon. Kilomar, sheish mashu chitzoni shegorim lanu lanua. So what happens? So the Navi in the second pasuk is describing some type of external factor that acts upon us that causes us to move. You see the lion, and as a result, what? You run. Good advice. I'm not going ahead and running because of any internal drive, rather because of an external factor. Therefore, the two psukim in Hosea are describing two different processes, really, of what he calls it running. We'll call it zrizos. The first pasuk is referring ultimately again to zrizos that comes, running that comes from an inner understanding. And the second pasuk is ultimately again referring to some type of external factor. And again, Ramchal tells us that these two psukim are not contradictory. Yesh madrega sheba'a mitoch islahatos hapanimis. There is one level that comes from an internal fire. Umimena magia hazrizos hachitzona. Vim lo higata l'sham, lo nora, tishtamish bezrizos hachitzona, va'aydeze tagia lehislatos hapanimis. Therefore, again, the Ramchal tells us, what the Navi Hoshea is telling us is the following, that there are two different ways of Hosea in which we come to the Midah of Zrizos. So sometimes we come to the Midah of Zrizos ultimately again through an internal decision, through an internal desire, through an internal want, an internal recognition. But sometimes I'm not feeling it. Sometimes I just don't have that feeling. I don't have that kach, I don't have that push. So how do I come to Zrizos under those circumstances? Again, I push myself. I engage in dynamic activity, and ultimately, again, that engenders within me a sense of zrizos. That the internal zrizos should ultimately be like a lion that roars at me. So amazingly enough, and with this we'll end this particular chapter. So what Ramchal ends off by teaching us is something very profound and very yisodistic, which is the idea that we all agree at this point in time that the Midah of Zrizos is one of the most important Midos we possibly could possess. Because the Midah of Zrizos says that when an opportunity comes your way and you start it, finish it. What happens often in life is we start something, there's initial excitement, then it wanes a bit, and then we kind of lose momentum. Once you lose momentum on anything in life, it's very hard to regain it. And that's why very often the things we set out to accomplish, we don't. It's not because of a lack of want, it's really because of a lack of zrizos, a lack of consistency, a lack of proper love and appreciation for the things we know we have to accomplish. The difference is, says the Ramchal, that zrizos comes in two forms. Some people possess natural inner zrizos. So there are some people that just like, they're always moving, they're always doing, there's a natural desire for that. It's always what's next, and when you start something, let's finish it up. There's an eager anticipation, there's no time to waste. You know, we often call them nudniks. But again, it's an incredible, incredible, powerful midah. When a person never has any rest internally, and always just has to move forward. Sometimes, though, we don't possess that internal zrizos. So what do you do if you don't possess that internal zrizos? If you don't possess it internally, then exhibit it externally. Then engage in zrizos-like behaviors. Because the one incredible yisod we know is that those things that you can't feel, if you do, if you act in a certain way, those actions themselves, our actions inform the way we feel. So if I don't feel zrizos on the inside, if I engage in behavioral zrizos, in other words, I will say that actively, when I start something, I finish it. When an opportunity comes my way, I jump on it. So I might not feel it on the inside, but I push myself to act that way. Those who exhibit behavioral zrizos over time will begin to have that feeling internally as well. We'll say this will stop. And in Meretz Hashem tomorrow, exciting enough, we begin Perek Ches.